So let's get back to your patient, because it seems like a really provocative situation. She's got metastatic triple-negative breast cancer, which has a pretty poor prognosis. And, you know, sort of coloring this, was she symptomatic? What was her performance status?
She was pretty good. She was fatigued. She was tired, but she was still eating well. You know, obviously, she was very discouraged. She had a long therapy with surgery and chemotherapy to get the metastatic breast diagnosis and then the acute myeloid leukemia diagnosis. But she wasn't really willing to give up. And at the time that we saw her, breast cancer was relatively stable, was not actively spreading. So the decision was made after consultation with her and her husband to go forward with treatment for her acute myeloid leukemia. So she went ahead and received standard, what we call upfront chemotherapy, since she was fairly fit, with an intensive chemotherapy regimen, cytarabine and daunorubicin, also known as 7+3, with the addition of a FLT3 inhibitor, midostaurin.
So how did she tolerate therapy and respond to it?
So she did all right. She certainly was not willing to give up and wanted aggressive therapy, and she initially did fairly well with it. She was sort of, I think, a little bit depressed. She was not walking around as much as we would have liked, but she tolerated relatively well. She had no significant life-threatening complications, although she did drop her counts and was transfusion-dependent. The most troubling thing really was that at the time that she started to have count recovery, about 28, 32 days after starting therapy, she started having peripheral blasts. So it appeared that despite her tolerability and her willingness to undergo intensive therapy, that she really had disease which was refractory to the initial FLT3 inhibitor and standard chemotherapy.